Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Gerard Mayo this morning with the Hillman right here in this brand new spanking studio that we're in. This place is tremendous. I can't get over how nice it looks in here. As we are live from Gillette Stadium, it's Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons here on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday. And Gerard Mayo with some, I thought, the line of the day about Jacoby Brissett making moves with his feet despite, in his words, not mine, being the slowest black quarterback in the league. It didn't look like it that. He didn't look like a slow quarterback at all. He looked like a guy who makes plays with his feet all the time. Very natural getting out of the pocket. I thought his pocket mobility and ability to sort of get around the corner and make guys miss was just not anything that was even on my radar.
And it should be. You're a Patriots fan, and in his first career start,
it's true,
he beat the
8 years ago,
right?
Yeah,
that bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was making plays with his legs. Now, there's a part of me, we don't need to do this. We certainly don't need to do this. But, like, you think Gerard has a list of those quarterbacks in his mind, like who the slowest black quarterbacks are in the NFL?
I don't know. But Geno Smith's got to be up there, right?
He had a long run yesterday.
He did. He did, yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the year of the running quarterback. Even the guys that aren't running quarterbacks are inspired by the young guys around them or the others in the league. Mm-hmm. Everybody's running. Or maybe it's something to do with the defenses don't tackle or they worry too much about the receivers. I don't know. Maybe there's more depth to it. I see a lot of running quarterbacks, including Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, certainly looks that way. All right, we're waiting on Jacoby Brissett right now. So as we wait, let's go to some phone calls. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Paul is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Guys,
hey, Paul.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your phone call. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very happy playing away against a Super Bowl contender. I'm very happy.
Should be.
First of all, I'm happy for the young guys that play for Mayo, and I'm mostly happy because, you know what, Jacoby did his job. And guess what? The guy that didn't think that he was going to catch the ball, they catch the ball. But here's what happened. They did not expect the Patriots to be under 500, and look what Vegas, they had chocolate chips in their shorts.
Thank you for the call, Vegas. Paul. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's I agree with you. I don't think I get what he was trying to say. It was taking him a while to get there. Vegas had this team over under 4.5 wins. Juice was on the over. This was the first game was the biggest spread on the entire board. There was no respect given to this team whatsoever. And I think that it was largely due to what last year was, even more so than the offseason or sort of anything else. I think that having a new coach can be a 50-50 proposition. Sometimes it works out fine. D'Amico, Ryan, you know, you've seen the other coaches make big splashes when they come back in. But in this case, it seemed like it was just a perfect storm of a bad team where you re-signed all the players, all these new guys at a new GM, a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, etc. And it just seemed like a perfect combination of a disaster. Like, this is how a disastrous season starts off.
I mean, disaster maybe even strong, just reality, when
right.
you replace everything, and I think it's what you said second there. It's not just the new coach. It's new coach, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new general manager, new everything.
Yeah.
And then you mix in a few of the other things that weren't new that people wanted to be new. Like, who's the left tackle? You didn't really bring in a new left tackle. You didn't bring in a new number one, receiver. So I think when you just looked at it on paper in the spring, like, there were reasons to be dubious about this football team. And there still are. By the way, going to go back to Coach Mayo, my guy, one game. It's one game.
It is.
You're not going to go over 4.5 wins with one win, but you're going to avoid being winless with one win, right? That's already off the board.
Yep.
And you lay a foundation emotionally, fundamentally, that, you know, maybe we're not as bad as all you idiots out there thought. Maybe it's not as dire as Vegas and the media thought. And that there's positive value in that. Now,
yeah.
Chocolate chips in your shorts and all that, I got lost.
I don't think there's any chocolate chips in anybody in any wise guy shorts in Vegas because no one bet on the Patriots.
Right.
You know, no one was like, I think I'm going to go with a long shot here. Like, maybe a couple of real whales did, but in general, I think that you weren't getting a lot of that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls here in just a minute. This looks like Paul in Providence, the different Paul in Providence. It's not too Paul in Rhode Island just calling back, I hope. Anyway, Paul in Providence, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to say, you know, I thought they had a really great game plan yesterday, and they executed it, and that's a big reason why they won. But I don't think that Drake May would have been able to win that game. I think they made the right choice by going with Jacoby because of what he did with his legs, what he did with the clock management, and I think that, it really shows why he may have been the better practice player but not the better player to start. Thanks.
Paul, listen, I think that that's not a wild take at all. I don't know what Drake May would have looked like out there, but I do know that Brissett getting out of those broken pockets was cagey veteran stuff. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. That looked like a guy who had been in that situation before, a guy who's been sacked in the NFL 800 million times, or however many times it's been for Brissett. Guy's been sacked more than any three quarterbacks I can think of. And he's not even a full-time guy most of the time. You know, most years as a backup. And he just was always behind these bad lines in Indy, in Washington, in Cleveland, wherever it was. And he had that eyes in the back of his head that I'm not sure Drake May would have had.
Yeah, no. I think there were a lot of Drake May-like plays from Brissett, and I would ask, what did Brissett not do that you would have been looking for?
Right? Go deep down. I mean, that's maybe it, but yeah.
Okay, why? That, we didn't have to.
I guess. No, it's true.
Yeah, I'm churning the runs out. I'm controlling the clock. For what you wanted to do, he looked like what he was sold to us as,
mm-hmm.
which is what he wasn't always in the preseason. The veteran, I don't know if he gets mad at it or not, game manager, right? Like, don't win the game.
He probably doesn't love that descriptor. I would
okay.
think, if I had to guess,
whatever.
But I don't know.
I don't know. If you called me an NFL game manager, I'd be like, so I play in the NFL, right? Like, so I'm an NFL quarterback? Okay, call me what you want.
Right.
I'm one of 32 on the planet that are asked to start games.
Right, but he's been one of 32 quarterbacks on the planet for 8 years, you know? It's probably the novelty of that hasn't worn out. I know, I'm saying from his perspective.
Yeah, I just...
Like, does he want to be described that way? Probably not.
And the...
We can ask him when he gets here.
If he gets here. Really good quarterbacks, we talked about this post-game. Game manager, is he one? You'd rather have the gunslinger, blah, blah, blah. Like... Generally, the gunslinger doesn't win and the game manager doesn't win. You
right.
know who wins? The guy in the middle
yeah.
who can do a little bit of both. Because Fitzy and I were talking about, is Patrick Mahomes a game manager or a gunslinger? I would say yes. He does both when necessary. He has every bit gunslinger in him and that ability. And when he needs to, he and Andy Reid are game managers, right? And he's evolved with less playmakers. Okay, I got to take the short passes. I got to be smarter. I can't do certain things. But I'll still do certain things when the opportunity arises. I think Tom Brady, who was dubbed a game manager early in his career, became a sort of gunslinger, right? 07, he was slinging it.
Right.
All over the field.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if a gunslinger, you have to be able to run. Is that part of being a gunslinger and throwing the run? I don't think so. I think a gunslinger
I don't
is
think
more
so
like,
either.
I'm looking to throw the ball all over the field. I'm looking to take you deep. I'm looking to like take shot plays. And I think the really great ones mix the two. And I don't know that anybody's going to argue Jacoby Brissett's a great quarterback, but he's what you needed in Cincinnati on September, whatever the hell yesterday's date was.
September 8th.
Right? Yes. 2024. He was not the hero you wanted. He's the hero you needed to win that game.
Yeah. It wasn't even like it was some big heroic, oh my God, type of performance. Like Tua and Josh Allen, some of the other guys in your division had big heroic comebacks where you were like, all right, this quarterback's really putting the team on his back here. More so Allen, I'd say, than Tua, but still, those are big comebacks there. It's not what this was. This was sort of a momentum game, kind of a field possession type of game, or field position type of game, and Brissett did exactly what you wanted, which was take care of the ball, make the throws that were there for you, not try and go outside of yourself, and lean on the run game. I mean, really, that's what it was about.
And I know it got a little sideways, not sideways, but the Bengals moved the ball some in the second half, but as Belichick used to say, the game declared itself. When the Bengals are going three and out, three and out, three and out,
yep.
Okay, I'm not in a shootout with Joe Burrow. I don't need to do anything that's crazy. Like, our game plan is going to be our game plan today. We're going to stick with that game plan because the game is not going to necessitate us altering our game plan. So, who knows? Would they have asked him to throw the ball 45 times if Joe Burrow had scored twice on his first two drives? Probably.
Probably.
At some point, they probably would have had to slung the ball. Maybe that got out of hand. Maybe he throws picks. I don't know. Maybe Tyquan Thornton catches one in stride and we have big plays in the passing game.
Yep.
All I know is the game that played out, he was good.
Yeah, he was. He did his job, I think, as a lot of people
do
say.
Do your job.
The type of game that, you know, like, listen, there's a lot of games where you'd see quarterbacks try and go outside of themselves, and Jacoby Brissett did not do that. We'll
especially
see if he has to at any time in the future.
Especially a quarterback who may or may not be looking over his shoulder, and what does that call it? Healthy stress or healthy pressure, Gerard Mayo called it last week. Like,
yeah,
everybody should feel that. There's a guy, there's a backup. He's always behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't play well enough, we'll put him in. And he may have been, you know, susceptible to that, but he proved for at least one week he's not, and he got the win. And the more wins he makes and the more plays he makes, the less susceptible he is to the backup.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls. We're waiting on Jacoby Brissett. He should be in here any minute. In the meantime, here's Tom Carroll to tell you what's trending.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was an excellent job by the referees. I mean, obviously, you're going to look at that thing enough times. Andy Hart would have just assumed that'd be a touchdown, by the way.
Yeah, kind of.
Don't review it. Don't look at it. Don't make sure you get the call right. Just whatever happens on the field, that's fine.
Yeah.
They would have lost the game.
I think they would win games.
They would have been wrong.
I think they would win games because of it.
A lot of stuff will happen if they get the calls wrong all the time. Sure, teams will win and lose. That'll happen.
And it'll average out in the long run, and we won't have plays taken away. We won't have delayed gratification. It's a different world. You have trouble visualizing hypotheticals.
I do.
And alternate realities.
Oftentimes, yes.
I've noticed that about you.
I'm not into that. Sometimes I
like, right in front of me, square, and see it.
I just think that, you know, if you have a chance to get something right, you should try and get it right. I don't see what the value is in getting it
wrong. And if I thought they always got it right, I would look at it differently.
Do you think they get it right more often now than they did before?
Well, yeah, because they have, but I think they get replay wrong a decent amount. I really, like... What did you think
perfect.
Of your Colorado game?
What about
that
it?
The 1 foot catch on the sideline that they reviewed, and whoever the expert guy is like, oh, this is definitely a catch, and then they're like, nope, that's not a catch.
Definitely not a catch. I thought there was a couple of those, and there was a couple of those all throughout Sunday yesterday too. Fine. But it's not going to be perfect. I'm not expecting it to be perfect. I just think they should strive for that. They should strive to get it as right as they possibly can. I don't think that they should abandon that for the convenience of an extra couple minutes. And, you know, they're just trying to sell more ads anyway. It's a way to do that.
And
so
I will say they've expedited the process in most sports.
Yeah.
I think the NBA might want
to
look into expediting it. But I think football more and more, since they've done all this stuff where they all have communications and it's like, boom, boom. Yeah, we got that wrong. We changed it. We fixed it. Don't worry. Stop yelling. We fixed it. We got it right kind of thing. More than these true. Remember like the old days? Guys got to run over to a hood that's in the far. Like that was really annoying. So they have improved on that.
Yeah.
But Gesicki dropped the ball.
He did. He dropped
just
it.
Flat out Gesicki, who... Patriots fans, you're probably disappointed in him for last year because a lot of people had high hopes of what he was going to be in a Patriots offense. He was not, and I know they were talking him up in Cincinnati. I am forever going to believe that guy's just not a very good football player. He teases you with talent and size and speed and athleticism.
Yeah.
He's just not a good football
player. He's got the tools. He hasn't really ever put it together. That's
true.
He had the same amount of receiving yards as Tanner Hudson. And also a screw-up near the end zone, which also Tanner Hudson had on a play where he could have just moonwalked into the end zone. Instead, he exposes the ball, has it punched out by Kyle Duggar, who was also on coverage there with Kosicki, and just an overall brutal day for the Cincinnati Bengal tight ends.
Yep.
The question here now, and it's one that I think people have brought up, and I heard people talking about it this morning, were the Patriots just recipients of some good old-fashioned luck?
Just recipients of good? No.
Is that the only reason they won the game? Because they got lucky?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. They established a game plan. They set a tone on both sides of the ball, running the ball, being physical, hitting, swarming. I don't know. Maybe just the swarming played a role, like the way they were hitting play after play, like that butterfly effect mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get lucky? Were there fortunate plays? Absolutely. I would argue if you really did a play-by-play of every game ever played, there was luck in both directions.
Totally.
Right? Like...
That doesn't always determine the game. Like,
not at all.
In this case, you could say that there was a couple of plays, and it was really two or three plays that decided the game.
If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm pissed. Because he basically threw touchdown passes on... Were those consecutive plays?
It was that same drive. I think it was consecutive plays. Yeah.
So he throws two touchdown passes, in my opinion. And he has no touchdown passes on the day.
His tight ends are just like, nope.
Right.
Like, sorry, guys.
So that's bad luck for them, good luck for the Patriots. But the totality of the rest, the Bengals didn't play well enough to overcome their mistakes, mm-hmm. and the Patriots played more than well enough to take advantage of the couple breaks they got over the course of the day. That's yeah. just – no. So the just part, they got lucky. They didn't just get lucky.
Yeah, it was part of why they won, but it wasn't the whole reason that they won. I also thought Cardona's hit on that return of the Charlie Jones kid, that was a perfect hit.
Textbook.
Right on the ball. I mean, you can't teach it any better than
that. Oh, captain, my captain.
I don't remember him ever making a tackle before.
I don't really either. It's funny you say that. He's been the long snapper for, what, 9 years now?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Long time. He's one of the oldest guys in the team.
Now, Gerard mentioned that this morning, and he mm-hmm. said something flippant like, yeah, we just told him to like run down and hit the guy with the ball or something.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, did Bill not tell him that? Did they not tell him that in the past?
Whatever you do.
Did Joe Judge not mention that? Run down and hit the guy with the ball?
Under any circumstances, don't hit anybody.
Yeah. Like,
especially not the guy with the ball.
And he's like, hey, I wish Judge had told me this like 8 years ago. I'd have a lot more plays in this league. But no, that was a fun play. Now, again, the flip side of that is, and CBS was on this immediately, mm-hmm. the Bengals lost two fumbles last year. They lost two fumbles in this game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that tells you the way they're playing and the atmosphere and the Patriots taking it and all of that. But that was a forced fumble. That was a true crown of your helmet on the football, old school, what they teach you. Well, I don't know if they even teach that anymore. I don't know if they're allowed to teach it in this whole day and age.
Crown of the helmet stuff, I feel like,
yeah.
is frowned upon.
It used
yeah.
to be get yeah, your yeah. head across into the football. Like, mm-hmm. you're coming across. And I don't think they teach that anymore, but Joe Cardona clearly knows it, did it, and thankfully his coach, the Midas Touch Mayo,
yep.
told him to run down and hit the guy with the ball.
All right, looking ahead to next weekend, the Patriots are currently home dogs as Seattle's coming to town. They are 3.5-point road favorites. They beat the Denver Broncos this past week. It wasn't a great win. They didn't cover the 6.5, which I didn't love. And Bo Nix didn't have a great game against them. He threw a couple interceptions, did have a rushing touchdown, which is what ended up being a backdoor cover there. Geno Smith was sacked a couple of times, threw an interception, had a touchdown on 171 yards, ran for a touchdown. And the star of that game, much like the star of the Patriots game, was the running back, Kenneth Walker, who had 103 yards on 20 carries, a rushing touchdown, and 5+ yards per carry. It was pretty similar, I'd say. It looked at similar looking teams there. I think the Patriots defense is better than Seattle's. I think that they will be better than them going forward. I don't know that it's going to be such a big difference that you really notice it in this game coming up this weekend, but does this make you think any differently, or did you already think any differently about the Seahawks in that matchup in week two?
Oh, I absolutely thought this was a winnable game. If you were trying to figure out where wins might come for this team, I did not have week one, but mm-hmm. I did have week two as a winnable game. And it's interesting the challenges these two teams will face. First-year head coaches, defensive-minded head coaches. You know, everybody around here was trying to ask the question, could Jacoby Brissett be Geno Smith? Like, what if he plays? You know what? He didn't write back. People wrote him off, that whole Geno Smith thing. And Geno Smith is still doing the Geno Smith thing. Now they got to come across. How do these two teams deal with success is another question.
Right.
With first-year coaches and some turnover on the roster and transitional environment. I would also say
similar situations.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot similar, of similarities, yeah. but I think yeah. that benefits the Patriots. So if they're similar, well, the one thing that isn't similar is you're going to have your home opener. I think you're going to have shouldn't I expect kind of a rockin' Gillette Stadium?
I would think.
Like, if I'm a fan, I'm appreciative of what they did, but I'm also realistic of I might not go into a game feeling great too many times.
Yeah.
So, like, lean into this, steer into this, enjoy this. It's one of the things I said with Fitzy postgame that I liked about this win. I think maybe the dynasty has been kind of now cleansed,
mm-hmm.
where you can just enjoy a 16-10 surprise win on opening day. You don't have to say, oh, we blew them out, or we dominated, or we looked great, or even say, this is going to mean we're going to be the number one seed and win 12 games. No. Just enjoy it for what it was, a game you didn't expect to win that they won.
Yeah.
Feel good. Like, take that energy and feel it and use it. And I think that's a good thing, and I would say that rolling into Sunday.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy going to a game where you think they have a chance to win. They're coming off a win. There's excitement. The, you know, the weather will probably be good. I think it's supposed to be 76 or something
that's
I saw.
Nice.
Like, nice early fall day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Fitzy's going to be up there in the parking lot with his Pat Patriots suit painted on his bare body. It's going
to
be hot.
He'll tell anybody who listened that he picked them to win week one, which I'm not sure he did or didn't or really believed it, or if it was shtick, if it was Nick Stevens or Fitzy the character who did that. There's a lot of questions with Fitzy.
I never heard that declared. Like, I never heard him declare it.
That's what
Stiz declared it.
I'd like to know, is he in any knockout pools? Did you take the Patriots? Because if you were sure they were going to win, you should have taken the Patriots like Stiz did.
Do you have a betting slip that
we
can take a look at?
Something.
Some sort of receipt. That's what I'd like.
Not just, I'm Fitzy. I always pick the Patriots. Oh, I picked them and they won, so I get to take it. No, screw you. Anyway.
I did a weasel move, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
I threw down $10 after they scored the first touchdown.
Wow.
I did. And I know that's not necessarily like I had to wait. I needed a 7-point buffer before I could actually believe in my team.
Okay.
But I did it, and I won, and I'll take it. So there you go.
And that's what fans should be doing.
And I do have a receipt of that. It's not impressive. But
take the opportunity and run with it.
Right.
Like, even really good fans probably had doubts, right?
I
think there's really optimistic people and really positive people who are real fans who probably thought this team was only going to win 4 games.
Yeah.
And now they're like, huh. Are they was I getting caught up in the negativity? Did I let myself get dragged down by Andy Hart? Did he ruin it for me? Should I have thought this was a 9-win team coming into the season?
If you or someone you know has been influenced by Andy Hart, call us right now at 1-800-ANDY-HART-SUCKS.
That should be a number. I actually do want to take some credit for the joy fans got yesterday.
Oh, you do, do you?
Because I think I created an atmosphere where expectations were very low, and then
right.
you went out and won, and you were very happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
like a say goodnight to the bad guy type of thing.
So
right?
I will say you're welcome to all of you fans who enjoyed yesterday's win. I gave you that joy you are feeling.
Very good. All right, 617-779-7937.
Where's the quarterback?
I don't know where he is, but let's talk to the people in the meantime. Charlie is in Boston. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, Charlie. What's up?
Beautiful. Great show so far. But, yeah, you guys hit the nail on the head. The bar being low is actually really nice because the win today, it wasn't beautiful. It wasn't pretty, but a win's a win. And, like, the bar was just set so low for us that anything even remotely good is beautiful.
All right, thanks for the call, Charlie. I don't know what's going on in the background, but it sounded kind of haunting.
Demons or something.
Like you were in a haunted house. Yeah, like you were being dragged to another realm or something along those lines. The topic line said, average QB play is nothing to celebrate. I disagree. I think you should celebrate.
He just was
QB
positive.
Play.
That was
and
his
he was
line?
Just doing that. That's what it said on the topic line. So maybe he changed his tune. Either way, it was average QB play. It wasn't otherworldly quarterback play. You didn't watch that and think, wow, this guy's really redefining the way you play quarterback in the league. No one thinks that, and no one's going to think that this year. If he could be average.
Who said you need otherworldly quarterback play?
Well, you know.
These are all the spoiled
That's
people.
What you're hoping for with Drake May, right? You hope he comes in
someday.
And that he's otherworldly and he becomes a great quarterback
but
in the league.
This spoiled perspective where people think Josh Allen isn't good because he didn't win a Super Bowl yet, or Joe Burrow isn't good, or all these guys aren't that good, that you have to win a Super Bowl, you have to win MVPs to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to believing.
Those spoiled Bengals fans.
let's go back to believing Drew Bledsoe was a good quarterback, the best quarterback you ever had until Tom Brady arrived, right?
Sure.
And when Drew Bledsoe qualifies as a wild card for the playoffs, you should be excited. You should buy a t-shirt and buy a hat and buy tickets, right?
Yeah.
That's the world we should get back to where wins are actually appreciated. Wins became taken for granted around here for a long, long time, right?
Absolutely.
You didn't start paying attention until, well, what's our seeding going to be post-Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to be the number one seed or are we going to have a bye? We not. No.
2007, you don't have to watch the second half.
Right. Pay attention. Here's the directive or the expectation as it should be. You want to be invested in your team
because
I think a lot of people are. They want to buy jerseys. They want to watch every game.
Yep.
Sit on the edge of your couch. You will have no idea what's going to go on, right? It may go poorly. Drake may have to come in. Just enjoy football. Enjoy the 3 hours for whatever it is. Good, bad, suck, not suck, fun suck, boring suck. All the things we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Can we get back to that?
Absolutely.
I'm
back to it already.
We've taken things for granted for way too long around here, and I've had enough. I'm done with it.
Joe is in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. So I was really excited about yesterday's win. I was on the edge of my seat. I was really happy about the offensive line. And I think what it allows them to do is it allows them to put Drake May into the game without fear that he's going to get injured. And one last thing, can I get an amen for instant replay? Because that won us the game.
Yes, I agree. I think without instant replay, that game goes the other way. And I was also encouraged by the offensive line. I think Mayo made it pretty clear that they're not putting Drake May in there. Brissett's their guy until he's not. and they have a plan for Drake May. And as of today, anyway, it looks like both of those things are going just fine. I mean, Brissett was good enough out there, and you can justify it by saying, you know, this is the guy that we're going with. He won us the game, and we're going to stick with our plan with Drake May and not have to go back on it. I think that's clearly what happened.
So I don't want to be Mr. Negativity, but it just comes so naturally, so I might as well, right? Jacoby Brissett ran 7 times for 32 yards. Not all of those were designed runs. Do you believe any of those were designed runs?
I don't think any of them were.
Okay. So
I don't think a single one of them were. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had 7 runs and 24 pass drops backs. So that's 31 plays. So you believe the 7 runs were pass plays that he had to run for his life?
Yes.
Okay. So he dropped back 31 times. He ran 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Another 7 times he was hit.
It's like one-third of the, well, a little less than that.
No. 14 out of 31 passes.
Out of getting hit, right. Yeah, okay. Sure.
So one out of every 2 times he dropped back to pass, he was running for his life or getting hit, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that the offensive line that you're sure you want to put Drake May behind?
No, I would say no, but I also think that it may have also been his guys weren't getting open. There was a lot of times where he's standing back there, he had time, and he was looking around, and he didn't get the ball out.
Same thing might happen with Drake May, though.
Absolutely.
So, and Jacoby Brissett got hit pretty hard a couple times. For all I know, he's in the training room. Maybe that's why he's late here.
Maybe he's icing. That play where he slid? I mean, that looked like that hurt.
Oh, absolutely.
That looked like it did not feel good.
No, he took some pops, and he's a big guy. That's the other thing.
Right.
He's a big guy. He can take some. He's a mature guy. Probably knows the difference, like knows what a bad hit is. That's another aspect. I always think of young players, especially at the NFL level.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May's never really been hit NFL style.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big hit coming where he's going to have to do the, is everything still, does that attach? Does that still work? You know what I mean? He doesn't know what NFL hits feel like, so.
You go back to throw and your arm just goes limp.
Right. Wait a minute.
That doesn't look good.
I'm not sure I'm as optimistic as the caller is about the O-line and like, that's the O-line I want to put Drake May out behind. 14 out of 31 passes, he was either hit or running for his life.
All right, Tom is in Boston. Go ahead, Tom. Tom.
Guys, love the radio. You guys do a great job.
We love the radio too, Tom. Thank you.
That's the alternate name for us.
I love it. You guys are the best. I listen all the time. Andy, you're fake news. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
You were wrong about the Patriots offensive line. You were wrong about the receivers. They do get open. In fact, the Patriot receivers do get open. They get real open.
That dominant passing game.
Can't choose who to throw.
Will you let him go, Hart? Please, Tom, go ahead.
He's making no sense.
Gerard Mayo, bad coach. Wrong. He's
wrong.
A great.
I never
coach.
Called him a bad coach.
In the NFL. Mm-hmm. He absorbed the Patriot way. He's the new age Patriot way. It's amazing.
Best call ever.
He said the Patriots were tanking for the first round draft pick.
Never
wrong.
Said they were
they're
tanking.
Actually in first place and they're winning.
I just wanted you to know
I do love you, but you're fake news, and you
fake
should
news.
Try to do better.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call, and I just want to say, Stiz, if we could set up like one of those Kremlin phones that they have in the White House where it's like just a red phone and you just pick it up and you get directly connected to the president, if we could have one of those for Tom in Boston so that he can call and rip Andy Hart and make up stuff that he said anytime he wants to, that would really make my day.
1-800-HEART-SUCKS.
That would be, yes, 1-800-HEART-SUCKS.
Hey, let's get it.
And let's have Tom have one of those Kremlin phones because that was tremendous.
You know what I really enjoyed?
I don't remember you saying a lot of that stuff that he said.
No.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to ruin a good call with the truth.
He was on a roll, and that's the best part. Even with me trying to interrupt him, he just kept
going.
He put his head down like Marshawn Lynch, right? He was just going to find that end zone sooner or later. And I give him credit for that. Now, I'm not sure I said almost anything that he said I said, but hey, I'm here to play a role in a show.
And that is to be fake news.
Apparently, I'm fake news.
Which I didn't know we were still saying that. Well, there you go.
That's true. That's a little bit dated.
I know. It's kind of an old one. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tom Brady made his broadcast debut yesterday in the Cleveland Browns-Dallas Cowboy games. I'll be honest with you. I didn't sit and just watch the whole game. I caught clips of it on Red Zone, but that was all I needed to hear. We'll get to that next. That's how it began, Tom Brady's new career as a color commentator. On the Fox Game of the Week, that was the Cleveland Browns and the Dallas Cowboys, a game that I was very surprised to see that line shift the way it did. From Dallas minus 2.5 to Cleveland minus 2.5, the Browns got smoked by Dallas, which is what I was – it was one of those games where I was like, that's what I thought was going to happen. But I saw the line, and I was like, they know something. Like, those wise guys, they don't just change the line like that. They have to know something. They didn't know anything.
Nope.
And Dallas kicked their ass. The real story of that game wasn't so much the game. It was Tom Brady in his debut. You just heard how it started right there. He loves to be Kevin Burkhardt's partner.
How does he know?
I guess. I mean, that's very early on to be saying that. How would you rate Tom Brady's broadcast debut?
The things I've heard and talking to some friends, I will say immediately I got a text from a friend who's a huge Patriots fan, was like, Brady's horrible. It was like 15 minutes into the
game. I got a
game.
Couple of those texts too.
And those are people that want him to be good. They bow at the altar of Tom Brady. So it was pretty bad. The first thing I thought of was, you know how our friends at FanDuel, when you make a bet and then you like go into it, you can like buy out of it, but
yeah, you can cash out. Yeah.
But sometimes they keep a little bit of your money because we're letting you out of your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You think Fox would do the buyout and be like, Brady, I know we owe you $300 million. If we give you $100 million to walk away right now, will you walk away right now? Like, I wonder if they would consider that at some point, because I know it's only one game.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that good.
No.
And I never expected him to be that good.
He's very stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never had a great personality.
Right.
And I just wonder what you expected him to bring other than the obvious. I said this yesterday. I would never pay anybody $37 million to be a color commentator because I don't know what they're bringing. He does the best games, so I'm going to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's not making me watch the game. If anything, he's probably going to annoy me, and I'm going to be, you know, making fun of him. So what could you do that's worth $37 million?
It's a good question. What does Tony Romo do that's worth so much money?
He isn't. He was the most overpaid, overrated man in all of sports until Brady
not anymore.
Took over.
Right.
Because the one thing I think Brady does over Romo is just, he's Tom Brady.
Right.
Like I said this yet, name, image, and likeness. He brings his name, his image, and his likeness. He may bring nothing after that. He may bring no great stories or anecdotes or anything like that. He should. That's what I would say. I think he's thinking too much. I think too many people talk to him.
Yeah.
Just go. Just whatever you want to say, because if you listen to some people, he can be like, he can be the beer drinking Tom Brady.
Right.
And he definitely has the ability to make people feel special when you talk to him. Remember,
Kevin Burkhardt feel special.
Well, yeah,
right
in an awkward creep kind of way on your first date. I love being on your date. Like he's a stalker to some degree. But remember when Charles Barkley said he like had dinner with Brady and he's like, you just get lost in his eyes. He makes you feel so special. He's just. That Tom Brady needs to take over. The one with the personality or whatever, the aura. Bring something.
Right.
He brought nothing.
That's sort of why Tony Romo was good, because he has personality.
Right.
Right? He had a personality. He had sort of a style. He had a way of doing. And he also was, you know, predicting the plays. And
right.
Everyone went all gaga over that for the first couple of weeks. Now it's annoying. And that was personality people find annoying.
Right.
But at the time, he was at least giving you something. He was giving you a piece of himself that I feel like Tom Brady was much more reluctant to give the audience.
But
I think that if you're doing that, you're not. People want to hear his football analysis, sure. But it's really about, all right, we're listening to Tom Brady. We're listening to what he has to say and how he says it. And he didn't really offer. There's a couple of times where Burkhardt had to prompt him to talk.
Well, and that surprises me with the number of supposedly fake games he's done and the preparation he's put into this and binders of work. But I would also say, you bring up Romo. We fall out of love of everybody except John Madden. I think John Madden's the only one who made it through when everybody loved him from start to finish. But whether it's Chris Collinsworth, Phil Simms, all of these people were once liked as color commentators, and then we fell out of love with them. This is his first game, and it felt like no one really loved him.
So
it feels like people might get sicker of him as this goes on.
And also, people really liked Greg Olsen. You know, that was the other thing. Olsen was a fan favorite. People were like, ooh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Brady's going to have to be really good to be better than Olsen. And so far, I mean, I think that was a big win for Olsen last night.
And big picture here, let's not forget, he has October, November, December, January, 5 months before he does the biggest game on the planet,
the
biggest game in all of sports, where if he's nervous now and worried about what people think now, he'll be doing the Super Bowl where literally everyone is watching. So he better get his ass together, or he better get like, I feel something's coming down. I don't think I can speak. You better call Olsen and see if he's still available.
Yeah. He's going to be down on the sideline like Tony Siragusa at the Super Bowl. He's going to be like, Brady, why don't you go down there and talk to the guy?
Right.
And honestly, you know what? He might be better at that.
Well, right? or does he become like a quarterback? You know how they have Jay Feely as the kicking analyst? Try a field goal, it's like, well, so, Jay, what goes into this kick at 62 yards, blah, 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 blah.
Like, well, you got to really kick it.
Right.
You got to kick it really hard.
You want to hit it square, but you got to get it over the line, too, because if they block it, then it doesn't have a chance to go in.
You want to go between those two little yellow things. And that's what you want to do.
I mean, maybe he ends up being like a quarterback analyst, and you just ask him to break down the quarterbacks in every game, or I don't know. I feel like.
That doesn't sound like a terrible idea, honestly.
Well, I'm an idea man.
Yeah. Like, really, I mean, if that's the way they want to go with, if they decide, hey, doing the color commentary is a little out of his range right now, like, let's start him off on something easier. It won't make them look great. It won't make him look great, but it might be the better broadcast.
For example, and you could do it year-round, because remember when Gruden used to do it for, like, draft picks?
Yeah.
He would do, like, sit-downs with Drake May. And
that's scary.
Right. And people got
before
sick of Gruden,
emailing
too.
People.
But he's kind of back. He's doing videos again for somebody.
Oh, yeah?
I get him in my email. I forgot who they're for. They're, like, YouTube video breakdowns. But
okay.
That might be an opportunity for Fox. Pull the plug on this. Just say, this isn't working. We got to go in a totally different direction and have Tom Brady break down every quarterback on the planet every week, year-round.
Yeah. There was one, and I didn't watch the whole game. I was watching on Red Zone. I listened to Six Rings post-game.
Well, thank you.
And then I was watching some of the post-game stuff on NBC Sports Boston and some of the, fifth quarter and all that, flipping all around and trying to, get all the information that I could. And then I clicked over to Red Zone to watch the afternoon games that I had a couple of bets on, and there was one point where, I forget what the kid's name, the kicker for the Cowboys kicked a 66-yard field goal, but they called a timeout. They, iced him on a 66-yarder before the half. And then they moved him back 5 yards, and it looked like they were going to kick a 71-yarder. And listen to first of all how little Brady gives a crap about any of this, to the point where you got the Red Zone guy actually ripping him a little bit. Listen to this. Oh, hold on a second. We'll play it for you here in just a minute. But yeah, Brady was not super enthused. Let's just put it that way. He wasn't. The moment didn't really speak to him all that much.
71.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they got a cover. If it doesn't go in.
This is a 71-yard attempt. And now the Browns will call a timeout.
Maybe everyone's going to rethink this one.
71 yards.
Third and final timeout.
Go to the Jets down. Oh, come on. Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth.
Ouch. Ouch. By the way, I had that sort of backwards. He kicked a 66-yarder. But it was a delay of game, so they pushed him back 5 yards. They were going to kick a 71-yarder. Cleveland ices him, and then they ended up not kicking it at all. And listen, I'm not saying Brady should be doing backflips over this. It was a sort of meaningless thing in a blowout of a game. It would have been cool to see him kick a 71-yarder, but that was kind of the point. Like, there was no point ever where it seemed like Brady was really getting into the game that
Maybe
much.
He was drugged. Maybe he was, like, really nervous, so he took, like, a
bit of an accusation there. I don't know.
Relaxant or something to get over his nerves. Scott Hansen issued an apology,
Scott Hansen apologized?
On social
media. You never
apologize. No, no, no.
Never apologize.
I can look it up in a minute, but he apologized on Twitter, I believe, and he added Tom Brady. He's like, I should not have done that, blah, blah.
I'm going to find this. This is upsetting.
Yeah, no, he apologized.
This was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how it may come across. At Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I'm rooting for you in your new venture. Weak, Scott Hansen. I like you, Scott Hansen, but that is a weak thing to do.
You think somebody told him to?
Probably, but I don't care. Stand on 10 toes. You said what you said. You were right, by the way.
100%.
And there was no reason for you to have to apologize. Unfair. It wasn't unfair.
But
that
Tom,
wasn't unfair at all.
Tom's the golden boy. You
Tom
can't
Brady
make fun
of Tom. Is, listen, first of all, $375 million. You could say whatever you want about the guy. And it wasn't really all that inconsiderate.
No.
It was sort of like a little goose, Like, come on, Brady. That was a big play. What are you doing? And I didn't it sounded more like two colleagues razzing each other a little bit.
Right.
It didn't sound like big, bad Scott Hansen taking out all his frustration on, poor little Tom Brady. No one thought that.
And you know who was thinking the same thing was Burkhardt. Because
right.
he tried to do 71 yards. Like, he tried to do the,
like, come on, Brady, give
Gus Johnson, I'm going to add a little energy to this. And Brady's like, yeah, that's all. They should probably cover this in case it doesn't go through.
Yeah, yeah. You might want to
Rethink this.
Might not want to kick it that far.
I hate kickers. Even tell a story. I had the greatest kicker in the history of the game, and I don't even think I would have tried it with Adam Vinatieri. Something. Yeah. Bring something to the table. $37 million does not go as far as it once did.
I know. And people keep saying, oh, he's going to get better. He's going to get better.
You sure about that?
Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. He's got to get a lot better before the Super Bowl. I mean, this is.
Did Jason Witten get better?
He did not.
And you know what they did?
They moved on.
good
but they,
day.
They, it was a little easier to move on from Jason Witten, I think, than it's going to be from Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't know. A couple more games, I think it might be quite easy to
They don't
move
have
on
as much
Tom
of
Brady.
A financial investment in
That's
him.
That's why
they,
you go to him
I mean.
Now and we reach a settlement, a buyout or something.
Something like that.
No, I'm telling you, they could make money if they just spin it off into a whole different thing about quarterbacks and year-round. Tom, you're going to work for your money in a different way.
Yeah. And we'll still pay. I mean, we have to sign a contract, but let's have you down there with the stick mic like Syracuse used to have.
Either that, or have the like Vikings or Packers or somebody call him and offer him a starting QB job
or something like that. That'd be all right too. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Speaking of the starting quarterback, we think we'll have Jacoby Brissett here when we return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now."
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.